And thank you very much for your understanding. Let me resume our statement. The EU welcomes the work of the past years by the GGE on laws and acknowledges the substantial contribution it has made to our common understanding of these complex topics and to finding common ground. The past achievements, including the 11 guiding principles, previous outcome documents, as well as the chair summary of 2021 and 2022 sessions, should help to inform our work this year. It is essential that the GGE will be able to achieve considerable results. The CCW offers an appropriate framework for dealing with this issue on emerging technology in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems with the context of the objectives of the purpose of the Convention. The EU underlines that the CCW is the relevant international forum in this regard and must remain responsible to the new developments in the field of weapons technology and be able to adequately address them. Mr. Chairman, the EU emphasizes that the human beings must take the decision with regard to the use of lethal force, exert control over lethal weapons systems that they used and remain accountable for the decision over the use of force in order to ensure compliance with international law, in particular international humanitarian law, and taking into account ethical consideration. We agree that the broader common understanding on dual track or two-tier approach to weapon system based on emerging technologies in the area of laws is emerging and merits inclusion in the final report. In concrete terms, we support the fact that the distinction should be made between those weapon systems that cannot be used in accordance with the rules and principles of international humanitarian law and systems that include autonomous feature but can be used in accordance with the international humanitarian law. Moreover, the EU is convinced that the GGE laws must build on the past achievements with the aim to achieve substantial outcomes. In the course of the informal discussion that have been organized by chair since March meetings of the GGE, we had the impression that so-called two-tier approach has gained traction as outlined in a number of papers and proposals submitted to the GGE, including substantive proposals from the European Union member states. We welcome also the valuable contributions that were made by academia, think tanks, and the civil society. The input enriches the discussion enormously. We hope that the final report this year will reflect the points and move us forward substantially, providing a good basis for the GGE further work. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, let us reiterate that you, Mr. Chairman, in your efforts to achieve a report setting in the areas of emerging consensus and recommendation for further work based on the working papers. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.